The Joint Committee on Employment Relations has held up a vote on two-year-old state worker union contracts for months. The biggest holdout? Assembly Speaker John Gard. He says the state cannot afford the pay raises for some 30,000 employees. But now there is some movement because the Doyle administration has presented a new plan for the state's non-union workers. The plan includes a total 1% pay raise over the next 2 years. But the most important part of the plan for John Gard is employee contributions for health insurance.
It's been a long time in coming, and you cannot sustain what you have right now.
Under the new proposal offered to the committee by the Secretary of Employment Relations, there would be three choices of health insurance plans for non-union state workers. The one that saves the most money for the state would cost employees the least. The least expensive plan would cost a family $62 a month. The most expensive family plan would cost $250 a month. Secretary Timberlake.
What we ought to be doing is encouraging health plans to be more efficient and thereby reduce their charges to the state, and we also ought to be encouraging state employees to join the more efficient health plans.
The non-union worker pay and benefit plan is viewed as a template for union employees. John Gard says he could be expected to move on approving the old union contracts if he has some assurance that union members would go along with a plan similar to the non-union package.
You need to make sure that people are prepared to offer health insurance in this way, that you can get confidence that a number of state employees are prepared to accept this, and that you can achieve the savings that we are searching for in these reforms.
Head of the State Employees Union, Marty Beal.
I don't know what he means by confidence in terms of this proposal, but we're not going to sit down and say with a wink or a nod or whatever to John Gard that whatever DER proposes, we're going to roll over on. That's not going to happen. We bargain.
Beal says the health insurance reform plan is a good modern model. He won't say the employee contribution numbers are good. Still, Beal says he's confident the 2001-2003 state union employee contracts will pass both houses of the legislature within 2 weeks. After that, he says, bargaining on packages for the next biennium can go into full swing. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.